A few days before Thanksgiving, a bumper crop of sweet potatoes has made its way to supermarkets and kitchens across America. It's a holiday tradition with roots and recipes from the South, and lifting those plump roots from the soil is backbreaking work as part of our occasional series about foods of the season and the people behind them. NPR's Dan Charles has this story.
There's an oil painting on one wall in the cluttered room that serves as central headquarters of Birch Farms in Faison, North Carolina. It shows an African-American couple, the woman in a long plain dress, the man in a homespun shirt, digging sweet potatoes with their bare hands and an old-fashioned hoe. Jimmy Birch Sr., who runs the sales operation here, says when he saw that painting, he had to buy it because the sweet potato has been such a part of Southern culture.
It was easy to grow, relatively. We had the right climate for it, and it was cheap. All the rural people, farmers, that's what they ate all winter long. That's what they lived on, that and collard greens. I mean, collards and sweet potatoes are a big deal in the South. They don't get no more traditional than that.
But the traditional is now trendy. The humble sweet potato, after decades of decline, is making a comeback. People have woken up to the fact that its orange flesh is full of nutrients.
Anything with vitamin A. People are buying the hell out of it. And they need to, because it's good for you.
Production has doubled over the past 15 years. In North Carolina, it's tripled. North Carolina now produces just over half of all the sweet potatoes in the country. And this year, Birch says he has a monster crop, biggest harvest on record. His problem on this day seems to be they're running out of wooden pallets and bins to store them all. He keeps making phone calls trying to find more.
I mean, it's a good thing. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, the Lord gave me a good crop. I'm going to dig them. I'm going to get them in the house somehow or another.
But digging them, gathering them, takes many hands. As Jimmy Birch puts it, a world of people. People like Nabor Segundo and his wife, Rosalia Morales. I meet them early in the evening at their home in a small trailer park that sits along a country road amid the fields.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
They and their 10-month-old son, Alan, share this two-bedroom trailer with one other family. They met each other a few years ago in Florida, picking peppers.
Sí, aquí nos conocimos. Así en el
yes, we met at work. We saw each other, and we fell in love.
They spend about half of each year in Florida. But in summer and fall, the work is here, in the coastal plain of North Carolina.
Up here in the north, we're only here for 6 months.
That's actually a long time for migrant work. They can stay here that long because they switch back and forth between sweet potatoes and another labor-intensive crop, tobacco. The tobacco is done now. It's the end of the season. All that's left to do is bring in the sweet potatoes. In every sweet potato field, the work is pretty much the same. A tractor does the first part, pulls a set of steel discs through the vine-covered field, turns the soil upside down, and exposes a bounty of sweet potatoes. The rest is done by hand because the skin on a fresh sweet potato is fragile, too fragile for machinery. The men and a few women move through the field, backs bent, picking up sweet potatoes and dropping them in plastic buckets. When the buckets are full, the workers lift them to their shoulders and carry them to a flatbed truck, dump them into bins. It's exhausting work, some of the most physically demanding farm work there is.
Well, when you first get here, your waist, your hands, your feet, they can't take it. It's really hard the first time because you don't know how to carry the bucket. How to lift it onto your shoulders. It's a lot. It's really hard to learn.
Nabor Segundo says each bucket weighs 30 pounds or so. He fills that bucket and carries it to the truck 400 or 500 times each day. That adds up to 6 or 7 tons of sweet potatoes. At 50 cents a bucket, it's $200 or $250 in his pocket. From this field, the sweet potatoes, still caked with dirt, go into huge climate-controlled barns for storage. They have to sit there at least a few weeks because sweet potatoes improve with age. The skin becomes less fragile. They also get sweeter. Some of their starch turns into sugar. And the farm workers who pulled them from the soil move on to other fields and other kinds of food. Dan Charles, NPR News.